Those who want to join in can follow the loving-kindness meditation, which I will lead now. Without opening your eyes, to visualize someone very close to you, a person or a pet animal, something to whom you find it very easy to develop thoughts of loving kindness towards. Someone you find it very easy to care about. This is like your generator object. Visualize them in front of you right now. A close friend or partner, a loved one. And know how much they need your loving kindness and your care. Even they may be healthy and strong, everybody needs that beautiful sense of being cared for. And give your care to that person. Give them your metta, surrounding them like a shield and a strong healing force. As you visualize this person, your closest friend, say to them in your heart, "The door of my heart is always open to you, dear friend. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, always know that I care, that I give you my metta, my loving kindness, unconditionally." These are just words, but after the words finish, you may notice the emotion. The emotion, the force of love, of kindness, of compassion. Keep visualizing this person, the one to whom you find it so easy to develop these thoughts of love and kindness and well-wishing. Say to them that wherever you go, whatever you do, I wish you well. May you be happy, free from all sickness, free from all troubles and worries. I really wish you not just freedom from suffering, but I wish you happiness and peace and good fortune in your life, my closest friend. I truly wish you well. Take that feeling of kindness, of metta, and transfer it to your whole family, wherever they are. They may be in another land, another part of planet Earth, or they may be sitting close by to you. My close family with whom I live, whom I have grown up with, I truly care for you, and I give you my metta, my loving kindness. In this moment, at the end of the year, I forgive all the faults you may ever have done towards me, as I ask forgiveness from you. You are family, even though we may have had our arguments and misunderstandings. I will never allow the disappointments and pain of the past to be carried through to the future, to 2011. I forgive and give forgiveness and receive it. So, dear family, I truly wish you well and happiness and peace and freedom. My loving kindness goes to you. My metta surrounds you and protects you, ensuring your freedom from harm, your freedom from pain and sickness, because of the power of my care. My children, my brothers and sisters, my parents, aunts and uncles, in this moment, I give you my unconditional love. May you all be happy and well, at peace, free of pain and suffering. Without opening your eyes, imagine all the people in this room. All the people in this room with their difficulties, their pains and their sicknesses, their problems and sufferings in life, as well as their happiness. We meet each other every Friday or maybe on the weekends in this place. And we give each other compassion and kindness. As you think of all the people in this room and say to them, may you all be happy and well. May your sicknesses be eased, your health improve. May your business be successful and your family in harmony and peace. May you be happy and well, for that is my wish for everyone in this room. These are only words, but the words conveys and generates the emotion of loving kindness. See if you can feel it on your chest, the physical counterpart to the emotion of metta, as you give your unconditional, unrestricted, with no strings attached, loving kindness to everybody in this room. May we all be happy and well, free from suffering, free of pain. May we find meaning and fulfillment in our lives. Peace, wisdom, and above all, happiness in our journey through this life. As you wish the very best for your fellow travelers on the path. And then you spread your loving kindness further afield. And many people this evening in the great city of Perth are celebrating the coming of the new year. There are also many people who are alone, who have no friends, nowhere to go. People who are sick in the hospitals right now, fighting for their lives or enduring the pain, living minute by minute, which is all they can do. All the ill, sick, lonely, desperate people in this great city of Perth this evening, may my loving kindness, my power, relieve your suffering, take away your pain. Because I care. And all the other people in this city, may all beings in this city, not just the human beings, the animals on the ground and under the ground and the birds who fly through the air, may all beings in Perth be free from fear, be free from pain. May all beings feel beautiful sense of happiness and peace in harmony with each other, not fighting, but living in peace and harmony together. As you wish all the people in this great city your metta to protect and to heal, as you send your loving kindness past this city, many of you come from overseas, sending it to the east of Australia, to New Zealand, sending it up through Indonesia, through Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, over to Sri Lanka, to Hong Kong, Korea, over to Europe, United States, all over this land, this great planet Earth, to Ireland, to Norway, where the two monks sitting next to me have their families. Send your metta throughout the whole of this planet Earth. In this evening, may all beings be at peace. May they put down their guns and their weapons. May they put down their harsh critical speech to forgive, to respect and to care for one another. May all beings be free from pain, free from fear and suffering. May the world be harmonious as people realize fighting destroys both sides. Forgiveness is prosperity for both sides. As we wish each other no harm, we wish no animal, no being any harm, but we're there to protect and to share our lives and our goods with. May all people on this great planet Earth be free of pain and fear, be free from sickness. May all people on this planet Earth be happy and well. And may all beings be free. Now you come to yourself, the being at the center of your universe. Without giving love to yourself, you find it impossible to give happiness to others, to give care to others. So just in these last minutes of 2010, just think of yourself as if you're standing in front of a mirror. And say to yourself, whatever I've done in the past 12 months or earlier, I totally forgive all the faults and mistakes so that I can be at peace with myself, to love myself and to care. May I be happy and well. May I be free of pain and sickness. May I feel happiness and peace and fulfillment in my life, whatever it is. As you open the door of your heart to yourself, giving yourself beautiful, unconditional, metta and loving kindness. Filling your own heart with a beautiful golden light of compassion, forgiveness, loving yourself as you are, not as you want to be, but as you are. Embracing everything about yourself, just like a mother loves her only child unconditionally, so we make peace with ourselves. And when you have metta towards your own self, towards your life, then you can have metta towards the whole world. So see if you can keep those thoughts of unconditional love, of unlimited, unbounded loving kindness to all beings, including yourself. Seeing no difference between yourself and others. Others and yourself. And allowing yourself to be. So there's no pain left in your heart. No resistance to love. Our neighbors a bit fast, but we love them anyway. There's a few seconds to go. Keep the love and the peace for the last few seconds of 2010. Ten seconds left. I timed this on the aircraft coming over this afternoon. 8, 6, 4, 2, 12 o'clock. We'll now give the chanting to welcome you to 2011. Sabba Buddha Nubhavena Sabba Dhamma Nupāvena sabbasaṅgha, nupāvena buddha-vatanaṁ, dhamma-vatanaṁ, sangha-vatanaṁ, tīnaṁ, tanānaṁ, anupāvena caturāsīti sahasa dhamma, Kanda nubhavena pitaka taya nubhavena jina savaka nubhavena sabete voga sabete baya sabete antaraya sabete upadava Sabbe te dunimita, sabbe te avamakala, vinasantu ayuvadako, dhanavadako, sirivadako, yasavadako, balavadako, vanavadako, sukavadako, Hotu sabbada dukkha roga baya veva soka satu chupadava aneka antaraya piwina santu chateja sajaya siddhidana labang soti bhagayang Sukang palang siri ayu cha wano cha bogang wudi cha yasawa satawa sa cha ayu cha jiva siddhi bhavantu te. And welcome everybody to 2011. On behalf of the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, we bless you all. For a happy, prosperous, and trouble-free 2011. Happy New Year. So you made it to another year. Very good. And may there be many more 2011s, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18s, right to 2099. Happy New Year, everybody, and please turn around and say Happy New Year to each other. And have a wonderful evening and a wonderful 2011.